Hello, BelowTopSecret.com. This is Relentless, in case anybody misses me. Just checking in. A little bit of babble for you. Okay, anyone who's heard my previous podcast knows what's going on with DH and his birthday, and it's all I can do to coordinate him not blowing his big 50th birthday surprise, which is a widescreen plasma on the wall in the living room. But the other thing is that, all right, the guy's coming tomorrow to do it while we're at work, which is a whole week before his birthday, because I can't wait another week. DH is running around trying to put stuff up on that wall where the TV's gonna go, wants to rearrange the furniture. I just can't get him to sit still. And I don't want to blow it. So he's going to have to get his birthday Christmas present early. Meanwhile, one of the things I needed to get to the house was a digital cable box, because the other thing is, and you guys, you just kill me. I know he's not the only one. I know you're not all like this, but all right, we didn't have the digital service on the cable, and my TV guy coming tomorrow said, all right, this is ridiculous. You can't have these high-definition TVs and not have a high-definition digital box. So I said, okay, we'll upgrade the service, and I was able to pick up the box on the way home Friday directly from one of the cable offices. So I had to walk in with that, because I figured, hey, what the heck, you know, he could hook this up for the weekend on the old TV, just so long as leave the audio, leave the stereo, just hook up the box, because my buddy's coming to give me a cable jack in the other room, and he'll wire your speakers, and that's the ploy why he thinks this guy's coming. He doesn't know it has anything to do with the TV. So I walk in, and I just leave it on the coffee table, and DH is like, what's that? And I'm joking to myself. I said, that's your birthday present. It's a cable box, for heaven's sakes. He hasn't stopped thanking me for it since. It's absolutely killing me. Oh, he's back to 400 channels and the stereo channels and everything. And I'm like, I finally said to him this morning, I said, you know, honey, this is almost embarrassing. All I did was upgrade your cable service. You're turning 50. This is a biggie. I mean, how could this be enough for you? I guess I should thank myself that he's so easy to please. He might darn well have a heart attack tomorrow when he comes home from work and sees where this present really is. I don't know. Let's hope not. Oh, anyway, the house is a mess. It's almost embarrassing that I have to let this guy come in tomorrow and we're at work. I just can't get unpacked. I can't get it clean. I can't get organized. Of course, the big fear is that once these wall-mounted TVs go up tomorrow, that I'm going to lose my honey-do list person, because I don't know how I'm going to drag him away from the thing, and nothing will get done. But oh well, that's my life. As long as he's happy, I'm happy, right? Nothing else really going on. I'm just sitting here amusing myself, trying to understand this man I've been married to for 15 years. Relentless, saying bye-bye.